Back in the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show, our thanks to RBC, Dane Rauscher, Jackets & Company, and GM Petroleum Distributors, Connemara Superstores, Pat Bolin, along with Don Trenum, and Captain Sarah Gress will join us a little bit later. When we come back, the Jackets in a couple of shutouts. And we'll talk about the weekend as the season winding down. They hit the road to Seattle U next, and we'll be back with the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, you know, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe, you can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Chinook Wireless, based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Chinook Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Chinook Wireless. Expand your horizons.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show, orthopedic surgeon St. Vincent Healthcare and First Interstate Bank, some of the corporate partners for MSUB Athletics Soccer. On the ladies' end, Don Trenum, head coach. And coach, a couple of shutouts. One, you were on the positive side, and the other, tough game, a 2-0. You said you played well, number two team in the whole entire nation with Seattle Pacific. Talk a little bit about the weekend and the overtime, and not the overtime, but the shutout victory and a shutout loss.
Yeah, I was real happy with the team. I thought last week, obviously the season hasn't been perfect for us this year, but they're still working hard, and I thought they worked really hard in training last week and came out on Thursday and played probably our best game of the year against Northwest Nazarene. Thought we did everything right. We put a full 90 minutes together. I thought we defended well. We got the ball forward, and then when we got the ball into the attacking third, we finished our chances. So it was a great team effort. I think pretty much everybody got to play and did well. I can't really say anybody had a bad game. So we were real happy with that. Seattle Pacific, great team. And, I think we played well in that game as well. They're a little bit further along than we are at this point in our programs, and they certainly have a great team. And while we played hard, they're just a little bit too much for us on that day. But good two games for us, and we're getting ready for this week. Obviously, working hard, getting ready for Seattle U.
And, of course, over the years, getting closer and closer, and you mentioned those comments, getting closer to a caliber of Seattle Pacific. Those were your words, I think. Name a couple of things. Where are you coming up a little short?
Well, I think this year actually, I think offensively we've struggled a bit. I think we've been shut out maybe 7-8 times this year. So that's something that we need to find somebody who can put the ball in the back of the net, 15 goals, 20 goals in a season. And that's something we're certainly looking for in the off season. Whether that comes from some current players that are going to work hard in the off season and try and become that player for us, or whether we try and bring somebody in. But that's somewhere where I definitely think we have to get better. Aside from that, I think we've got a lot of good players in the program right now. We're going to obviously lose 4 good seniors, but we've got a lot of good players that have had good seasons, some younger players that have had good seasons. So the big thing, though, I think, is just that goal score.
Realistically, is she out there? I mean, like, and does she want to come and play soccer in Billings, Montana?
Well, I think she's out there, and yeah, I think she would want to come out and play for MSU Billings soccer. So if you're out there, give me a call in the office. We'll get you up here on a visit. No, but yeah, there's definitely a lot of forwards out there, but I think we've also got some players that are currently here that could be that player. They're just going to have to maybe step their game up just a little bit, work maybe a little bit harder in the off season, and be a little bit more better around the goal. But I think that player might actually be here right now.
That's not unusual either as a coach, and I'm sure you've seen it, where maybe somebody comes out of there where you got the seniors and they don't want to step up or don't feel they need to. All of a sudden, when those goal scorers and those seniors are gone, someone comes to the front.
Yeah, no, I think, definitely. That's, I think anytime we've got good players on the team, and they'll definitely put the ball in the net for us. I'm looking forward to seeing some development of those players.
Another big one on the road, Seattle U.
Seattle U, very good team. I think they have three losses on the year, and two of those are to Seattle Pacific, and another one, I think, to Chico State. Beat us 4-0 at our place last game. Kind of a weird day, though. Game got moved from our field over to Rocky, and, you know, of course, Brittany breaking her leg that day. Thought we played pretty well against them for 65, 70 minutes, and then it kind of fell apart for us a little bit. But it'll be a good test for us to finish the season off against Seattle U. You know, we've got some younger players that are playing right now, and we're obviously evaluating them. We're evaluating all the players that are returning. And so this is good to put them up against a nationally ranked program and see where they're at. And, of course, our seniors want to try and go out on a high note. And the biggest thing probably is with a win or a tie, you know, we assure a winning season. So that's there's a lot to play for this Saturday against a really good team.
All right, Coach, good luck with the road trip.
Thanks, Pat.
Don Trenum with the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show. Our thanks to Chinook Wireless, Clock Tower Inn, and Yellow Book USA. The captain, one of the captains, Sarah Gress, a junior out of Boise, a defender, will join us right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show.
Deal on any new Chevy, car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter. Nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Soccer Show, our thanks to Perkins Restaurant, State Farm Insurance, and Danny Menhold Chevy Hummer. Sarah Gress, one of the team captains, the junior out of Boise, on the defense. And first, Sarah, can you talk a little about the seniors? This program is really, a lot has been mentioned where Coach Don has come in, and the record of 45-plus wins in the 4 years. Talk a little about your seniors you're going to be losing for next year.
Our seniors, obviously, are the first class that have actually had a winning record throughout all of their years. And I think a lot of it goes to show that they just work through everything. You know, they've brought this program up from being like 3-15 or whatever to 13-5-1. So they've done a lot of work, and they've stuck around through it, through the good times and the bad times. So it's, you know, it's going to be bad to lose them.
And can you talk a little bit about each one, and just briefly, and what they brought to the team and what you're going to remember about them?
Well, they all, four of them all had very unique personalities, and they're definitely a really close-knit group. And I think they're players that everyone can look up to on the team. So we're going to be losing some leaders on the team, definitely.
What about now? You got one game left. In this game of soccer, have you guys kind of been able to work for next year now in these couple of games, or is next year next year?
Well, kind of. Some things are kind of falling in place, kind of like maybe we'll try this next year, you know, just kind of playing with some stuff. And also, I think we're setting ourselves up to use the frustration from this year to fuel next year. So, yeah, it's, you know, yeah, we're always looking to next year, too.
It was a kind of a disappointing season, I guess you could say, because like you said, the four built this program up, along with yourself and some others are now building this program. Do you think it was more things, you know, kind of, you know, the intangibles and things like that, or on the field or off the field, like, you know, just when things, you know, you didn't get as many wins as you would have liked?
Well, there's lots of stuff going on and off the field. You know, we had, like, two very good players, you know, have season-ending injuries. And there's also just some other stuff going on, you know, new conference and everything. But, like, at the end of the day, we just, you know, we were inconsistent, and we didn't put games away that we should have. So, I mean, you could say that stuff affected us, but in reality, it was us just not getting it done when we should have been winning games.
And now being in you guys will be more prepared last year, next year, you think, for the conference? Or there's a lot of things changed with losing those four seniors? Or is that something you guys have been through before and trying to, you know, reload instead of rebuild?
Well, we lost three really good players at the end of last season, too, so it's not going to be anything different, really. But it's also, now that we've been in this conference, we know how the travel is. We know what, like, the venues we're going to be playing at. We know what the schedule is going to be like, and we know the teams we're playing. So it's going to feel more comfortable. So I think it'll be easier for us.
With soccer, like, you know, a team sport, you know, the players, do you work on yourself more of the team thing, an individual thing? What will you do now in this off season coming up, since we won't talk to you, obviously, for the last game? And what do you look forward to, and you go to work right away the minute the season ends?
Off season is really a time for, like, you to work on individual things. You know, you get outside or get in the racquetball court or whatever and work on the technical things you can't really do, like fix at practice. Because the tactical stuff, really, you just need the whole team there, and that's what you work out in preseason and in practice during the season. But in the off season, that's when you can really improve as an individual player. So that's what I plan on doing.
And
so,
and what about a positive? You coming back as a captain, you know, one of the leaders, that should help the team.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. You know, now that I've got my, I guess, my rookie season out of the way, when it comes to being captain, I'll have some things figured out. And so I feel like the first half of this season, I was kind of feeling things out, trying to figure out where I stood. But now I've got it basically cemented as to what I need to do and the kind of player I need to be, so next year it can be better.
You and the players, as we wrap up the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show of this edition, do you really, really look forward to next year, or is it more also where you need a little bit of a break and maybe some time off, and then you can focus on next year after finishing off with Seattle U?
I think it'll be good for a break, because you can't go 100% all the time, or else your head will explode and your legs will fall off. But so I think it'll be good, but I know, like, after about a month of being over the season, I'm like, all right, can we play again? I want to go to practice, you know. But, like, that's what spring's for, so.
All right, well, we appreciate your visit. You've been with on the show a couple of times. We appreciate it, and good luck against Seattle U and next year.
All right, thank you.
Sarah Gress, one of the team captains, returning next year for the Yellow Jackets, but they still have one left with the Red Hawks on the road on November 3rd. We'll be back to wrap up the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show right after we take this time out.
Jim, the theme of our next float is ice cream. Now, get this, it's a float of an ice cream float. Get it?
Oh, yeah, that is clever stuff.
Well, that's what the first annual Farmers Insurance Agent Matt Clark Parade is all about, Jim. You know, Matt was extremely clever in helping the parade sponsor choose just the right coverage.
So when she had that fire, she came out smelling like a rose.
Farmers Insurance agents help you get the right coverage. Farmers Insurance, do you love your insurance agent?
Wrapping up the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show, our thanks to Denny Menhold, Frontier Chevrolet, Hummer, Yellow Book USA, and First Interstate Bank. Don Trenum, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, and Sarah Gress, one of the team captains, as we close out another edition of the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show. And they're on the road. It's Saturday in Seattle against one of the top teams in the region and the nation again. And the Yellow Jackets will try to get above that 500 mark for the year. So for Don Trenum and Sarah Gress, until next week on the Lady Yellow Jackets soccer show.